Most of us first got to know Carl Castle as that steady voice on Morning Edition who talked us through good times and bad.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Details are sketchy, but it appears that a plane has crashed into the upper floors of the World Trade Center in New York
City. Memorial services were being held today in Concord, New Hampshire, the hometown of Christa McAuliffe. She was among the seven crew members on
Friday,
board the
U.S. Shuttle. Supreme Court will welcome its first woman justice. That became assured.
Carl Castle spent 30 years behind the mic on Morning Edition and nearly 20 years at Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. But some of his earliest broadcasts were here at WUNC. It was the 1950s when this station was student-run and a place for music, news, radio drama, and dreamers like Carl Castle.
This is a show about a man who wants to broadcast over the air. About any man. About every man. About all men who have ever dedicated a program, inaugurated a show, gone on the air for the first time. We don't know his name, the name of every man, but this show is about him.
Carl was born in 1934 in Goldsboro, North Carolina. He said as a boy, radio was all he wanted to do.
Before I even started to school, I sometimes would hide behind the radio, which would be sitting on a table, and pretend that I was on the air and try to fool people who came by to listen. And then when I got up to about 7 years old, and I do remember this very well, my grandmother had a wind-up Victrola and maybe two or three records, and I would sit there sometimes and play those records, and I'd put in commercials between them, and I would do a newscast, I would tell jokes, and I would tell the time, just like the guy on the radio did. I love doing it.
When he arrived in Chapel Hill as an undergrad, he helped launch the first iteration of WUNC. It began with this broadcast, produced by then-students Carl Castle and Charles Carrault.
From the University of North Carolina, the Communications Center presents a special program written for radio by John Clayton and produced as a portion of the ceremonies dedicating the new university station, WUNC.
Carl completed a couple of years at Carolina, but put college and his radio dreams on hold in 1956 when he got drafted into the U.S. Army. He went through basic training at Fort Jackson and then did stints working in communications at the Pentagon and in northern Italy. After completing his service, he went back to his hometown of Goldsboro, working as a DJ on local station WGBR.
It's the Carl Castle Show
with tops and tunes in Goldsboro Radio.
Carl Castle plays the best.
The tunes that are your favorite request.
Carl was a true North Carolinian. He loved this state and has been honored by the North Carolina Press Association, the School of Media and Journalism at UNC Chapel Hill, and by the Lost Colony, where a huge picture hangs in the Visitor's Center at Fort Raleigh of he and Andy Griffith. As a college freshman, Carl was cast in the role of Chief Wanchese alongside Griffith, who played Sir Walter Raleigh. But radio is how we got to know Carl Castle, and we think it's how Carl would want to be remembered.
I have enjoyed every minute of it. I have never considered what I do as work. It has been fun, it's been rewarding, and very fulfilling, the whole thing.
Carl Castle was 84 years old. I'm Eric Hodge.